This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay York. How are you? What's going on?
Big day. We have we just launched our Gap Spring campaign with Tyla and Jungle. I know. So that's
very exciting. Tyla and Jungle?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I figured I lost you. Listen, I'm positive they are very popular and are,
you know, the Tyla song, the Make Me Sweat, Make Me
Oh, yeah, I love that song. Great song.
You don't know it, do you?
Very sexual. No, I do love that song. I'm a fan.
Yeah, so we just launched that today, but I need to know about Maria. Maria came to your show.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. The FOMO is real.
Maria is an enigma. You know, I don't even know what that word means, but I think that's what she is.
What does enigma mean? Great question.
What does it mean?
Something out of this world. I don't, or something like.
Hold on. Hard to solve or figure out. Yes. And I think she is exactly that. the word is correct. I wasn't wrong. Because she is hard to figure out. She was very nice, very sweet. So I did shows in Boston and Toronto. I met, you know, all these Bachelor fans came out. Thank you. And I went to Toronto and then I get like tagged in a, you know, I get see a story post from her. We didn't follow each other at the time, and it was like a picture of like her purchase of a ticket.
I know, your face was on her page.
It is so funny to me. Like it's funny. Like, good for Maria, but there is jealousy and frustration in the idea that I've like put stuff out there on the internet for years and years. At this point, 30 years, you know, I sound 100.
Right.
With the idea of like getting an audience, putting out funny things, putting out good stuff, like good podcasts, funny jokes. Every holiday I put out 10 jokes about happy holidays to the person. I do holiday tweets. I do yell at the Bachelor. I consider that like a job. I treat it as a job. Maria goes on the show and, you know, and makes out with one hot guy. She's like, you know, now she's selling tickets for me. And yeah. You go,
bless Jared Freed. Right. Everybody reach out to my GoFundMe that I started for Jared.
And you go, what is this? It's, you know, she posted and I sent her a message. Thank you. And come backstage and say what's up after the show. I would love to meet you and say hi. And so then she said, great. And we set it up and I did the show and the shows were fantastic in Toronto. And then came backstage and she was very nice and very much exactly kind of who we discussed here. Like, mm-hmm. She's definitely fun. She's definitely confident. She's definitely like herself through and through. She's definitely like, you know, she claims to be an introvert, but I wouldn't say that. I think she has. She told me she's a homebody. I was like, yeah, liking to stay home and be in your comfy cozies, I don't think is an introvert, but we can debate that.
Yeah.
But she came in and was so nice and great. And, you know, you take the picture and we discussed the show a little bit, but I told her I don't like spoilers. I don't look ahead. And
right.
Yeah, she was. But I was like, you could tell, like, she takes over a room. I told this to her. I said, I can tell why someone, living in a house with you in a mansion that's competing for the same guy wouldn't like you. I can also tell why someone would love you. Like, I can see how, again, an enigma. Like, I really understood it more so meeting her. And she's also, you know, like, you know, she goes to a comedy show in a crop top. Like,
listen.
That's someone to be debated. Like, that's someone that, like, is going to be judged and, like, who is this? And is also a personality type to me, you know?
There were two things that I clocked from the photo that you uploaded. One, she was wearing a bra with sleeves, which is her signature move.
Yes, yes, yes.
Love it. And two,
yeah, look great.
You looked like you were 6'4".
Hey, people don't.
I'm
very
looking so tall.
I got a growth spurt.
she must be small.
I mean, next to her, she's teeny tiny. Yeah, she's. I mean, like, I mean, if you photograph well in a sleeved bra.
No one has ever referred to me as teeny tiny. That is not.
Listen, and I know that's a lot of women's dream. I know that's something that people, like, you know, aspire to. I'm just saying she was just, you know, yeah. I mean, listen, there's things I can't wear also. So
I'm not wearing a crop top
anytime soon. I know she was great, but I did have this thing of, like, I understood why Joey fell for her in whatever way he's fallen. She's got cool girl energy, you know.
Yeah,
it's very, very confident, very. You know, I said this on the live stream. I probably said it here. I was like, I definitely said it to you. Like, she's got that, like, I'm going to have a podcast about dating and say things I've already heard before, and people are going to go, she's my queen. Finally, someone said it, you know?
Yes.
Like, and which is, again, like, that's, like, no hate on that. I hope I don't sound like a hater. Because I liked her genuinely. I thought she was cool. You know, we had a couple sips of a drink and then went on our way. We went in either direction, you know? So, and then she was like, who do you think he ends up with? And I was like, And tonight's episode kind of made my prediction something that I'll talk about later, but, like,
okay.
I do have a prediction for it. And I thought what she did tonight or on the episode tonight was interesting. Like, I think it's like, you know, when they, I don't know how you felt about it. I would love to hear, what do you think about the episode? What did you think?
Honestly, going into it, I don't think I had any idea who he was going to end up sending home. It could have been anyone. And even when we got to the end and we found out who was going to hometowns, I still felt shocked a little bit, you know?
Right. I definitely, you know, this is kind of the boring episode before the action heats up again.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think this episode is always a little bit of a, like, we got to get through this a little bit. But there was the added component of, like, all of them like him. There was definitely nobody that I was like, that one for sure is going home.
I know.
I was surprised. I mean, and especially because Jen kept emerging as someone that he seemed to, like, really have a connection with, and also, like, a flirty, fun vibe in a similar way to Maria.
Yeah, Jen was always somebody that stuck out in every group date. He always mentioned her. He was like, she's always focusing on me. She always got attention. They had great chemistry. I really thought Jen was a shoe-in until I saw, you know, once they start building up all that drama around it, I'm like, oh, maybe not.
Right. I think this is, like, you know, it's interesting because it kind of has to do with the title that I gave it. Is I think all these women and Joey, I think all of them want to date each other.
Yes.
Like, I think they all are like, I want to maybe, I think they would, if this show was like, hey, move in with them, like, this would be like a bloodbath. Like, they would, like, go crazy.
Oh.
Because if it was just like whoever wins, whatever couple, all you have to do is move in together. If that was it, these, it would be like, I think the women would tear each other apart for him. But because it's an engagement and because it's like marriage, you can tell that like everyone here is like, yeah, I'd be in a relationship with them, but like because he likes all of them. Like, mm-hmm. So it's like so the name I gave it, I was like, if everyone likes you, nobody loves
you. It's such a good name.
And yeah, because I was just like, I was like, even, and it goes both ways. I'm not saying it's one or the other, but like Joey likes them all. He's said it. He even says in the beginning, I could end up with any of them. And it's like, then you maybe don't have enough of a connection to get married to any of them. And we kind of see on this episode where they're all kind of like, we all like him. But also, like, none of them are like, this will be the end of my life if I don't end up with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And especially, I know Kelsey, not Kelsey T, Kelsey, the other one, Kelsey A was really apprehensive about, you know, saying she was falling for him in previous episodes. And then you have Daisy, who was like, well, I'm not just going to tell him I love him to get a rose. So right. there is a push and pull here a little bit, because they all very much like him and they'd be devastated if they had to go home, but they're all still slight, like a little bit further back from committing. But I think it kind of shows the opposite, where the two people who are sort of like head over heels for him, like I feel like Kelsey T and Jen, mm-hmm. are all in. And I think that's, it sort of backfired. And it came off, well, like maybe they didn't have that strong of a connection. It felt forced, maybe.
Well, that's kind of the interesting part. Like even Jen, when she was in the limo home, or when she was in the SUV getting sent home, she said, I'm a great... And Jen rang very confident. Like I like Jen. But in her like post-game interview, she's like, I thought... She said something so specific that I remember now, it's like hitting me now, where she was like, I'm a great catch. Whoever I'm with will be great. Will be awesome. But I hope that person is as special as Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very sweet thing for her to say about Joey, but it was also kind of telling that like Joey's like the good luck Chuck. Like he kind of treats you the way, he's not going to be too deep with you, and he's going to treat you the way you should be treated. But it's only going to, if anything, it's going to be like a blessing to like have that feeling, so you know for the next one. Like, you know? Like,
even though it feels really awful in the moment, but you're like, well, you know, learn this. This feeling is possible to achieve again, and ideally better next time.
Yeah, I and maybe that's what happens when you get in like with someone, as Joey seems to be, and not in love. Like he's not.
Oh my God, that term. Me and my college boyfriend used to say that to each other. I'm sick.
In like.
Ah!
It's a cop out, but that's kind of, you know, no one gets left off the hook here. Like Joey, we like Joey. He just came on You Up. He was fantastic. He's a good guy, but it doesn't seem like he's really giving himself to anyone here.
No.
He's giving enough.
He's expecting everybody else to give it back to him.
Right. He wants them to. And we had this with Charity. This is a personality trait. Like he is really sitting there being like, beg me to be with you so that my decision is easy. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What did you call tonight's episode?
I called it Joey versus Joey because he has this internal struggle that we see all the time, and it comes up. I mean, I guess it stems from trying to get down on one knee and Charity pulling him back up, being like, "Nope." That was really painful.
Hey, get up. Hop up, buddy.
Don't do that. So, I mean, even when like Maria is like, I need a second, walks out and he's like, I'm not going to do this. Like this is going to mess me up if she leaves right. after I've already caught these feelings. Like he's just having this internal battle with not wanting to end up alone at the end of this. And like, I understand that you don't want to go through, you know, 3 months of filming, all of this press, X, Y, Z, because at that point, it's the embarrassment as well of having 30 right. women and not finding anybody. But it's also like, I probably went on 30 dates last year and didn't find anybody. And like, we're pushing along. Okay. We got it. Like, we can keep right. going. It's just interesting because the stakes are higher, I think, because you're on TV and everything is so overhyped and everyone can see.
Listen, if you feel eyes on you from whatever following you have on social media, multiply that times whatever this TV show is.
I know.
Like everyone feels that, I think. So no matter if you have 200 friends that follow you or 200,000, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You feel like, oh, who? And everyone looks, but nobody cares.
Right.
You know, like
right.
everyone notices, but no one cares, you know. But
no.
Yeah, you're right. So let's get into the episode. They go to Jasper. Joey's on a motorbike.
Did he have to get his like motorcycle license for this just for the show?
I you know, it's been like a thing this whole season. I didn't know him as a motorcycle guy.
Me either.
But we've just accepted it.
Was that like a thing that he did on I actually don't know why this is a thing. Was it on Charity season? Did he do that at some point? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. It is funny that we just like we're just okay with it. I don't know. This is a deep cut, but you're a Marvel girly.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like he looks like Cyclops from the Marvel movies a little bit?
Yes.
Like every time he's on that bike?
Yes.
It's very... it's very like... what's Cyclops' real name?
I don't know.
Very...
It's so funny. That is exactly...
Like, remind you of those Fox movies, like the original one?
Yes.
Yeah, so Scott Summers. That's
Scott Summers. That's
it. Just like even the type of bike it is. It's not a Harley. It's like a
no.
little tinier. It's like a smaller bike. He's
or
got
it's
the
a
round
moped.
Helmet. Like
one or the
right,
other.
We don't know. So yeah, I don't know. We just accepted. Now he's and he's also giving Jesse tennis lessons. I swear to God, like the Jesse tennis lessons is so funny to me because
it's the only time
he
we
just
see
had
him.
A kid. Well, it's also he just had a baby, and like
yeah.
I'm sure he's like, I gotta go to work. I got work to do. The worst thing about I think like when you have a fun job, like and you're in a relationship, like there's a point where like you have to be like, gotta go to work. Sorry, babe. And then you go to your like fun job, and like,
I know
she's like rocking a newborn, and like the baby's puking on her, and he's probably like you know like I. It is his job.
Yes. But he's getting tennis lessons while she's like breastfeeding.
Right.
Like, are
it's
you?
All I keep thinking about is like how awkward it is for them to watch the episodes at home. She's like, oh, so this is when you were in Jasper. You said it was freezing. And he's like, yeah, yeah, it was freezing. And then it's just him, you know,
in shorts.
Volleying. Yeah. Oh, you said it was so difficult. Long shoot days. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really long. We had to get up early. So
and
I
all
could
he had to do
work
was
on my
say,
backhand.
And all he did was say, ladies, this is the final rose this evening. Or
right.
Joey's not coming to the cocktail hour and neither am I.
Right. And then I'm just imagining her with a ponytail, you know, in sweatpants holding a baby. Wah! Wah! And she, like flash cut to each life.
Brutal.
Yeah. Right. So the first one-on-one is Daisy, who looks like she was painted into Jasper, Canada. Like she looks like she literally grew from the ground of Jasper. They do horseback riding date. They got the hot tub.
The classic hot tub date.
Yeah, the classic. I mean, this one. I mean, everything in this venue looked painted onto the screen.
Like, unbelievable. I've never even heard of Jasper.
No, no. I don't think anyone had until last night. To me, it was very Big Sky, Montana. I went to Big Sky. I did like a private gig there once. And tell a boomer that you're going to tell a male boomer that you're going to Big Sky and he will cum his pants. That is like male boomer Tulum. Like and I think Jasper is like kind of the same deal where
it gives
like,
the same energy.
Like fly fishing, you're gonna go shooting, you're gonna do all these like guy activities that a older man would love, and it kind of has that same look to
it. Oh yeah. You're gonna chop some wood.
Right. And so they go in the hot tub, and the whole thing is about how Daisy's not in love with him. What did you think?
It was interesting because especially at the dinner, when they went to sit down, he was like, they had that weird, well, what do you have to, like, what are you going to say? And she's like, well, I don't have anything to say. It looks like you had to say something, like, you know, this weird back and forth. Right. But it felt like Joey was sort of baiting her to, he wanted her to say that she was falling in love with him. Like, that's what he was wanting. He was waiting for her to, like, come out and be like, I'm just, you know, I'm just falling for you. I've gotten to that point. Like, and even with before or after the, what are you going to say? I don't have anything to say. It looks like you have to say something. He goes, all right, well, how are you feeling about this entire situation? Like, again, trying. Right. I think he just wants to hear it from her, and she's not giving him that.
You know, I Samantha wrote in our notes, this is a very real conversation, and I agree. This was very real because it was a conversation two people have that were like deciding to get off the apps.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, this was a conversation to like, hey, let's be committed to one another and not date outside of each other. But it was not a marriage conversation. You know, it was a relatable conversation from the standpoint of like, again, I'd move in with you. I don't know about marriage. I'd be with you and we can put on Instagram on stories, but maybe not the feed. You know, like that was kind of the.
Yeah, on close like friends, on close friends, but.
Right. Right. It's going to have that green circle around it. Uh-huh. It just had, very normal, we should date vibes. And Joey was into it. Like, I don't think he was, like, I think he, like, liked the conversation. It just was, it felt like it was Daisy being like, hold your horses, I'm down. But I just want to let you know, like, if there's someone else here who's saying I love you and you saying I love you to them, I'm not there.
I don't know if he liked the conversation. I don't think he did. I think he was disappointed that she wasn't there to say that. And I think he sees this as like a challenge now.
Right. I mean, it doesn't make his life easier.
No.
I mean, it doesn't make his, you know, he's got to make the decision. I think like that this whole thing was him trying to make his life easier. You're right. I don't think he likes it for the show. I think he likes her.
I do too.
And is like, oh, good. I'm having a real conversation with a real human.
But this also kind of stuck out to me, you know, when we're making these predictions, because I feel like if anyone else was at this point, he would be like, all right. Well, then you can go home. That's fine. Like even Maria, he had to like bring her to the side and he was like, all right, are we going to do this or not? He's not doing that with Daisy. I think he really likes Daisy because that's like, I think that's who he wants. This is my prediction. Joey likes Daisy, not because she's not, you know, there at that point yet, but he wants her to be at that point because that's his number one.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, he did. I mean, he gives her the rose, like he accepts her answer. I thought it was like I could. Yeah, I guess from that point of view, like it's him going, I could work with that. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get you there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we go to the group date, which they're all pissed to be on, which
I would be, too. These dates suck. Like, why are all these dates so like competition bro type dates, like let's play football, let's chop wood, let's polar plunge. Fuck, you would have lost me so quick with all of these dates.
It does feel too late for them to be like, because they all like him, mm-hmm. because time is at a premium, it does feel too late to be like, hey, chop this wood and the winner gets to talk to Joey. Like, it feels like we're too far into the process, because what it really should be is like, who are you gravitating towards? Like, hey, we're going to go walk. Like, the walk around Jasper date kind of should have been the group date. Like, because then people can go, hey, let me steal you for a second. Let me get my time with you. It's up to the person, not up to this, like, weird Squid Game.
Whoever
can drink the elk's cum is going to be able to talk to him.
Like, I was, like, so mad. I was so mad about that group date. I'm like, this sucks so bad. I would be pissed if I were those girls. Because in my head, I'm like, all right, whatever. It's a group date. I know you want the one-on-one. But at least you're going on a date. Because sometimes at the beginning, some girls don't get a date. Or, like, they aren't on the group date. But this, I would have been pissed about. I also would have been pissed about the polar plunge coming up later. No.
I mean, these are all women he's had a personal connection with. Like, to say, like, hey, do some log flipping and maybe you'll get 5 extra minutes. It's a little bit mean. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, it didn't make sense for it. It felt too late in the process. Yeah, they're drinking milk, even though she can't. Like, Rachel drinks milk. She's lactose intolerant. She's just like, I'll do it. You know, she was like, and then, like,
and
Maria's doing,
like,
the Maria
thick
thing.
Like, straight from the teat. Like, What's it? Ooh, it was thick.
Right. It looked like she chugged instant carnation or whatever.
Oh, my God. The baby formula.
Right. It did look very baby formula. Maria was also, like, doing, like, it was funny to watch Maria on this, because she was doing, for me, I'm watching her, I'm like, that's every girlfriend I've ever been on a vacation with.
She is so
me.
She is so, like, most of us. Like, I was like, this girl, we are connected because.
Right. This is why people love her. She is, like, being the annoyed girlfriend on the weekend vacation, mm-hmm. the girlfriend who can't poop. You know, when she travels, yeah,
me,
Kay
me?
Raising her hand. Yeah, I've met her. I've met this person. I've seen it. I knew it. I mean, she's like, and so, you know, and then at some point, Jen makes a move, and as she should. Like, I don't really blame Jen for being like, I'm just going to go kiss this guy. She did say earlier in the episode that she wants to roll around naked with him in the woods, and it's like,
okay.
Jen was fun from the get-go. I gotta
know.
Say, I am team Jen. I can't believe Joey got rid of her, because if I'm a producer on that show, I'm like, yo, Joey, she said she wants to roll around naked with you in the woods. I'd be like, okay, keep her around. You know, like, I wouldn't.
You know, can we do 5 hometown dates? I feel like that's possible.
So then Kelsey T opens up to Joey. Joey tells Rachel how confident he loves how confident she feels about him when he needs that. Rachel, it seems as though, is like the one giving him, like, I mean, when you drink the milk when you have when you're lactose intolerant, you're like, you're kind of giving him what he wants. You know, like,
she earned that hometown like at her core.
Right. And then there's a point in the nighttime date where Maria says that she wants to be chosen too, which, again, the reason Maria's popping off in this, you know, in the social media world has to do with, like, that's what every woman wants as well. Like, I want to feel like someone's chased me. I want to be Cinderella. I want to be. And she's speaking from the hearts of a lot of single people out there. And what did you think when she pulls Joey aside? Because she pulls him aside and basically is like, I might leave, is basically the premise. I can't handle this, is what she said. And she says, to her credit, she says, I know what I signed up for, but I am realizing I don't like what I signed up for. And this is where Maria deserves all the credit, and she owns it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like she blamed him or, you know, she said, I might not be cut out for this way of meeting someone.
Yeah, I agree. I like that she owned it and she's like aware of all of that. I do think telling him, well, I think I'm going to go, is a bit manipulative. I think in like a way that I think she knows that he wasn't going to let her go because of that. Like, I think she wanted to see, like, well, are you going to like beg me to stay?
Right.
Like, I think she wanted to see that. I think she wanted to see the fear in his eyes a little bit.
This was the toddler packing up her Barbie suitcase.
Yeah.
And walking down the street.
Genevieve.
I'm leaving. Goodbye. I'm running away. And the parents looking out the window going, and then Joey fell for it.
He did.
He goes, no, come back. And he kind of says, you can go if she's going to go. It was manipulative is a strong word.
It is a strong word. Like, I don't know how, I didn't know how else to say it.
No, I'm with you. I'm trying to figure out with you because I agree with you. I think what Maria did is, like, I'm not one to play games in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can play games. I think when you try to play games in dating, you're playing against yourself.
Yeah.
To me, Maria is like playing games without knowing she's playing games. Like, and those are the best games that get played. If you can do it and it's just a part of your personality, like, you know, Maria's confident enough to literally say, I don't like how this is making me feel. I might need to leave. And she's doing that while also going, I'm not going to leave.
Yeah.
You know, and she's just actually, letting him know. It's a confident move. Like, it is, again, to go back to the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, this is the female superpower that gets looked up to. This is an Avenger move. This is,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to, like, toy with the idea of leaving with no fear of getting told, get the fuck out, because I don't think anyone would say that to me because I'm hot and I got a great thing going.
It is a superpower move because most of those women, if they said that, he'd be like, okay.
Or they'd be in fear that he would say that. She says that without fearing that he would ever be like, there's the door, sister. You know, because, and that's where it becomes manipulative-ish because this is what really confident people do. And I'm saying that as a not confident person. Like, I was watching this a little bit in awe because she basically implants in a guy's head, the guy who said, my biggest fear is someone saying no to me. My biggest fear is that Joey says his biggest fear is proposing to someone and then the person being like, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get involved. And then she basically says, I am someone who could do that. And now she runs him. Now she's in control of, she's literally,
this was
her taking her hands and squeezing his balls and being like, I have your balls. because
it's true.
Because then
she
when she comes back.
She is in control now.
This was her moment. This was the, and I don't think it's villainous, but I think this is like, why she has stood out on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, like, that's why, and that's why people in the house didn't like her. That's why people in the house did like her. Like, again, it's because when I watched this, I was like, oh shit, this is like a version of like the pump fake for the purse to pay for the date.
Oh,
like, oh, you want me to pay?
I know that move so well. I'm like,
and it's like she knows she can pay if she has to, right?
Before my hand can get all the way in my purse, and I'm like looking at him,
right?
Like, are you sure?
Right? You sure? Is this you gonna?
Let me see.
Oh,
if you...
I can split it. Yeah, she ain't.
Thank you.
She knew she wasn't splitting shit, and she knew that if you did have her split, she ain't coming back.
No.
So. And so it was just like a little bit gamey, but I don't think, again, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt of like, I don't think she like, you know, the game, if it was a game, it'd be her like looking to stay to like get followers. I don't think that's it. I think it's her like, I think this is how she dates. I think this is like, because even after they make up, she says, I'm staying. I guess she starts apologizing for thinking out loud. And then he's like, and she's like, but I'm not going to kiss you. Like, You already kissed Jen today, so I'm not going to kiss you. Then she kisses him. Again, this is very much like the dog, give the dog his treat. You were bad today. You don't get a kiss, but here's right. kind of a kiss to show you what you could be having. Like, it is very, like, training a dog for her and him.
Yeah. I mean,
it was interesting.
He gets her back a little bit at the end with the, can we talk during the rose ceremony? I was like, ooh.
Well, that's, I mean, when he pulls her aside during the rose ceremony, do you see the grin she had? She knew. She's smiling. She's like, I run shit here.
She got that time with him that nobody else got. Even Rachel was like, well, I thought there wasn't enough time to talk. What the fuck?
Right. Well, that's the whole point. Is like, that's what she, to me, it's like, it's hot, rich girl energy. It's Regina George. I run shit here.
I love it.
She's holding hands with Jen, telling her, I love you. After she had been alone with him talking shit about her making out with her guy.
Incredible.
And then I saw something, Maria shared something of like, someone was like, that's female friendship. Is it? She was literally saying, I'm not going to kiss you because you kissed that other bitch.
It's and, like when Jen's watching this back.
I love
back,
you holding hands.
Jen's watching this episode back like, wait, what?
Right. It was like, and listen, it's sweet in the moment. Yeah, they're holding hands. I love you. Whatever happens, we're going to be friends forever. But she just talked shit about you making out with him earlier and said she won't even touch him because you touched him. Like, it's just, it's genius, but it is not genius that can be learned.
What's it called? Like primal, like your instincts. Like this is like inside of her.
This is why some people sit at the cool table in the cafeteria in high school. She's never not going to be at the cool table.
No, she is the cool table. She invites people to the cool table.
Right.
Unreal.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was the group date, and we went a little bit ahead to the ending, but then we have the one-on-one with Kelsey A, which was sweet and nice, and they do you hated the polar plunge.
I'm not a polar plunge girl. Like, I guess I prefer a polar plunge to a cold plunge that people are doing, like, daily and posting about it. Like, right. You know you can get in right. cold water and not tell us about it.
Right.
I don't care. That won't be me.
I don't blame you. I'm with you as far as, like, I think the polar plunge was a better activity than compete for 5 minutes with me.
Yes.
You know, at this point, at least it's for two people doing something different. They're in a town that seemingly has very Hallmark vibes, and some random guy's like, did you know today's the polar plunge? And you're like, okay, we didn't need this. You know, just like,
let's wrap it up.
Right. But Kelsey, you know, this was a nice date. It does feel like he's connecting with her in a way. It does feel like he really likes her.
I agree. I think he really likes her. I don't know if she's right for him.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's something that just, I think she is almost a little too, ditzy is the wrong
aloof,
word. It's not,
ditzy.
Yeah, just like a little spacey, like, I don't know. Like, I think he's calm, but I feel like with Maria, that dynamic kind of works.
Right.
But with Kelsey T or Kelsey A, I don't, there's something that's just a little, it feels very immature.
I will say this. It does kind of on what you're saying. It does feel like Joey does want to be toted around. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't want to be the lead dog in his relationship. When he's around Maria, it feels like he likes the idea of Maria dancing and him in the background, thumbs up, like some sort of annoying TikTok couple.
Yeah.
When he's with Kelsey, it feels like two people that are very much alike and very much like chilling. Like, it feels like they would get high together and just sit and laugh on a couch together, which some people want in a relationship. It does feel like a different vibe, though.
I don't know. There's something about it that just doesn't sit fully right with me. With I love Kelsey, but I don't know. There's something between them that I feel like is a little off.
Yeah. She opens up about losing her mom again, and they talk about hometowns, and she ends up getting a rose. And it's fine. It's like kind of ho-hum. Like, it's like, okay, I could see him meeting her family. And she's like, going to be the easy family to meet. Like, she's already said her dad said her mom would have done this. And it's going to be like, you know, this hometown, you can already tell it's going to be an ode to her mom, like, who's passed. Like, which, you know, that happens sometimes on this show. So they come back to the cocktail party. Jesse says there's no cocktail party. They're going straight to a rose ceremony. He pulls Maria aside, giving her exactly what she wants. She knows that she's in his head. She smiles when he pulls her aside. The other women don't feel really great that she's getting more time right now. And Rachel gets a rose. What did you think about Rachel getting a rose?
I wasn't prepared for it.
I wasn't either. I thought Jen was going to get it.
I actually, a little bit gasped. I was like, no way. I did not think, right. I thought Jen for sure was getting the rose over Rachel. I have always cheered for Rachel, and I like Rachel because I feel like she brings us back down to reality a bit and like keeps us all level-headed along with Joey. But I was not expecting her to make it to hometowns. That was,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I was not expecting that. I thought it would be Jen, like, long shot over her.
Right. I think... Yeah, I'm with you, but it kind of plays to what Joey's seemingly drawn towards, which is like women who have kind of their thing all set up already.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Kelsey T was talking about, like, she's still figuring out with her dad, and, you know, she's, you know, and the Kelsey T and Jen were both younger, I think.
And well, yeah.
In the context of this show. But so is Daisy. So I don't know. But Daisy seems to be like, you know, even Daisy saying,
Daisy seems
I don't
some shit.
Love you. Yeah. Right. And, you know, you had the same thing. Daisy seen some shit. Kelsey A has seen some shit.
Maria. Honestly, all of them. It really doesn't end at any point in time.
No, it does. It doesn't. But also they all like, I don't know. It felt like they were more assured of who they were. Like, even, especially Rachel, like, I'm a nurse who moved to Maine. You know, like, she, like, got some... I don't know. It feels like that's what Joey was kind of drawn to. Like, and also it plays to what we kind of talked about of, like, I want these people to be more sure than I am, so it lets me off the hook. You know, like...
One thing that I thought about Jen was that maybe the reason why he didn't pick her was because when they had that conversation, she's like, you know... The comparison during hometowns, she's like, if you're looking for a family that's easy to fit in with and get along with, it's not going to be my family. I mean, that could be an easy, like, okay, well,
since you said that, I guess I'll get out of here. Like, well, again, if you don't love any of them, it's easier to get rid of someone who you just like, you know, like, but she said something funny. She's like, my mom's Vietnamese. She might not. I don't know if I'll be able to explain the American culture of this. It's like, is The Bachelor our culture? Like, it's like
this is white people, like, culture.
How embarrassing is this?
The Bachelor is like through the years, a white people culture.
Right. I was like, wow, that's so funny.
Yeah,
the idea of like,
I love
like
it.
National Geographic doing a piece on, like, you know, some people from Ohio being like, and the one man dates the 30 women and they all profess their love, you know, like, I don't know, it was very funny. So we lose Kelsey T and Jen, and that's our episode. So
yeah.
Let's go to some categories. I like this game. Fantasy Suite, Hometown, Final Rose. Okay?
Yes.
You send one to the Fantasy Suite. You send one to Hometown. You give one your Final Rose. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, so a family that doesn't speak to the parent. So a woman who doesn't speak to their parents.
Okay.
A woman or man, whoever you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Whose parents don't want them on the show, but they talk every day. Or parents that love the show and can't wait for Hometown.
You know, this is difficult. So I would have to say Fantasy Suite would be the parents who love the show.
Okay.
Just because, great. Like, give me I want the praise. I love that I don't have to explain anything. They get right. All the thing. I don't have to feel like my back's up against.
You're a celebrity in the home, too.
A celebrity.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
say, you come back. They're like, you're the lead. Yeah,
uh-huh.
They almost want their kid to marry you more than the kid. Probably.
Right. So I would say Fantasy Suite is the parents who love the show. I would say Final Rose, this is hard. This is really hard. Okay, and then I would say parents that don't want them on the show, but they still speak, I mm-hmm. think would be Final Rose, and then doesn't speak to the parent would be a Hometown. But that's hard as a Hometown, or maybe it's easy as a Hometown. You don't have to deal with
I have one switch. Doesn't speak to a parent, I'm going to do Fantasy Suite with.
Okay.
And then parent who doesn't want them on the show, I'm going to do Final Rose with. And then parent who loves the show, I'm going to do Hometowns with. Because the Hometown would be easy with that family. The Fantasy Suite with the parent they don't speak, good.
Great.
No, I'm not even, that parent who they don't speak to is like, told you so, they were going to leave you. You know, this is mm-hmm. what this show is all about.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So and then the parent that doesn't want them on the show, I give the Final Rose to, because that's a reasonable parent. Like, I like people whose trust is to be earned. You know, not just, you know, so I think we would learn to love one another.
That's a good one. That was hard. That was a really hard
one. It's hard. It's very existential. It's a little weird to like place the parent in that way, but
I know.
So what did you have?
Okay, this one's also a hard one. Are you ready?
Okay.
So Joey in a red suit, Joey in a pink suit, or Joey in a black suit. He's had some great suits, and I'm like, and I'm trying to think about what does he look the best in? Like, what's his, what
I can
would
tell you
do?
Right now, I got Joey in the black suit is the Fantasy Suite. Or
same.
Joey is Fantasy Suite, and then Joey in the red suit is Hometowns, Joey in the pink suit is Final Rose.
Wow,
I
we are aligned.
Best look.
We are aligned. Yeah,
that was his best look. I mean, when he's in a dark suit, it kind of looks Men's Warehouse to me. It's very off the rack, not very special. When he's in a colorful suit, I think he really pops.
The thing is, though, is that I have this. He really pops for me. But the thing is, though, is that I have this image of him I will never forget it. At after the Final Rose of Charity season, when we see him for the first time, and he has that perfect 5 o'clock shadow and that spray tan and that black suit and his hair is cut. I was like, whoo, I felt something.
Yeah, that's when you and the rest of the country.
Literally, really I was like, okay, I see what you guys are seeing now. I understand we are on the same page.
Yeah, I don't know. That pink suit shouldn't be good on him. It's a douchey color, and he really owned it. That's the only reason. I told him when he came on You Up, I was like, I think a big part of your appeal is your build. We had a whole conversation about it. So let's first impression, Rose. Who are you giving it to?
I think it's Jasper. I think I never heard of Jasper. gorgeous place. Would love to visit.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to get there. Like, I listen.
It also depends on how we get there.
Right. I do think people, it's an aspirational, like, you know, what's the, there's a TV show, Yosemite or something, or?
Oh, Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
The other national park.
Yeah. Jellystone or Yogi whatever. Bear is. I don't know, whatever the fuck. Like, Yellowstone made people want to go to, like, Big Sky and check out Montana. I don't know if this is going to have an ease of travel, but I did love looking at it. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gave it to Jen. Yeah. I thought Jen just, she just seems like fun. I don't know. I think she just, every time she was on, it was a fun. She never got too depthy until the end, but she just seems like a cool hang.
I would love to hang out with Jen.
Yeah, I agree. And Miami, she lives in Miami. She's
Different breed,
right. Villain of the week.
I said Joey's inner demons. Him, he is falling into little traps against himself, I think, because he just can't get past certain traumas. We need a therapist, like a full therapy session to like expel
Listen, it. As someone who's understands exactly what Joey's going through, you could be speaking to me as well as speaking to Joey. Because everything he's dealing with, like not giving too much of yourself, like kind of like being, you know, holding back because you don't want to get turned down or don't want to make the wrong decision. I feel Joey's what he's going through. If you're dating someone who's not ready to go to the next step, you're dating Joey. And I think that's why this is such a relatable season.
I know.
That brings me to my villain of the week, which is Maria. Like, I thought she was
okay.
She did. I don't think she did it like. Again, I think most people act in their own best interests. So that's why I give a lot of, you know, on You Up when I'm asked to explain how a guy's behaving. Some of the feedback is that I let people off the hook. No, I just think people aren't trying to be mean. They're just trying to get to their best place.
Yeah.
And I think Maria is trying to get to her best place by performing in the way she performs in all relationships. And it's to make sure that she is being chased. And she did the reversal in this episode.
She sure did.
And now she's got him in the chokehold instead of the other way around. So again, it was like, it was evil genius.
It was when I say full evil genius.
Yeah. Future in Paradise.
I think Jen's going to clean up on Paradise. And she's going to be the one who I also see her as somebody who mates early in the season and then, you know, stays in that one relationship. She's not going to, I don't see her like bouncing around.
Well, I haven't seen her Instagram yet, but she might be the one receiving DMs from people before they get there.
Oh, yeah, true.
She might be that type. She's in Miami, a lot of bathing suit shots. I could see that happening. I could see, you know, Sean in her DMs within minutes of her leaving the show last night.
Oh, for sure.
I had Future in Paradise was Jasper. I was like, why don't they do a Paradise season here?
I know, right? Like a winter house.
Right. It would be fun. I think they could find things to do.
I think that'd be cute.
It didn't seem like, it seemed like they could, you know, the weather wasn't too bad that we could see some skin a little bit. I don't know.
I'm here for that. I'm here for that.
Cringe Harrison Award.
Rachel on that elk milk actually made me sick. That was like so gross. I was gagging
creamy.
For her. I mean, the way it was like dripping down her face, but she pulled it off really well at the end. And she was like, that was so good. I thought that was very funny. I'm proud of her for that.
I had Daisy showing up to her date with no jacket. She shows up to the date and they're going to go horseback riding. And she is in an Elizabeth Holmes black turtleneck jeans combo. She looked great. And
it's true. She was Elizabeth Holmes.
I literally was saying on my live stream, I made a point to talk about like I'm like, if she showed up with no jacket, I'd be like, no jacket. Okay, cool.
All right,
you're
choice.
You're not going to need my jacket? What
because
are we going
to do? Because I'm wearing this.
Yeah, like, it's cold. I'm going to, and you're going to say you're cold, and you're going to make me take off my jacket, and I'm going to be cold. And then I didn't see it, but I've been alerted many times now that later in the episode, she's wearing his jacket. And it's like, you women.
You like, you did this.
Yes, this is. It's like, I called it. I knew it. I saw it. Yep. So Daisy proved me right.
She did. All right.
Who wins the week?
We had the same. Maria, I feel like for multiple reasons, exactly what you said. She is Joey by the balls. And I love that you got to meet her. This was a Maria week for me. This was
for me too. Yeah, for us.
I need everybody to know that when Jared sent the screenshot of, you know, Maria posted this, the spin that it caused, I sent a voice memo immediately. I was like, if you don't tell me every single detail, there was full spin.
It was very funny. I got a little bit of tea that I'm not going to reveal here because I don't want to ruin anyone's season or anyone's trust. But I will say, I was a Maria fan. She was very nice, came to the show. I think she enjoyed. Her friend was very nice. She's definitely won this week for me. You know, it's hard when you meet these people. Does it change your perspective on them? I was proven right. I think
it's always a good feeling.
And then on this episode, it's like she has control of the ship. She's the captain
now. She's the captain.
So
in all
aspects, that's a big win.
I feel like.
So that's our episode.
Okay, so make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor. You can follow me at K York City, and also check out our new Gap campaign with Tyla and Jungle. Yes. And Jared, what do you have going on this week?
Where can they find the Gap campaign? Like, where does
YouTube,
it run?
It's live on Instagram now once you guys are listening to this, but we have a full music video. It's back on 74. It's a Gap reimagined with Tyla. Very cool. Gotta watch it.
What are like the hot wearables? Like, what should I be getting?
So it's all about linen. It's linen this season, babe.
I can't wear linen. It doesn't look good on me. I look like I need a bra. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
We'll find options.
Good luck with the campaign. I need a structured shirt. It just doesn't look right on me. And some linen just shrinks up, and it just looks like I don't know. We'll look over some things.
We'll figure something out. I'll send you some things.
Yeah. Okay. I am in Chicago this weekend. There's like 10 tickets left. If you're in Chicago, the show has been. The messages I've gotten about the new hour have been really, really nice. It's all about family. It's about family and going on vacation with your families. I'm going to be in Charleston as well, Minneapolis, Royal Oak, Michigan, Boise. We're having some issues there. Not issues, just no one's. If anyone knows anyone in Boise, let them know. Olympia, Washington, Vancouver, Denver, San Francisco, McKees, Rocks, Pennsylvania, that's Pittsburgh, Columbus, LA, New Orleans, Dallas, jaredfree.com, but Chicago, Minneapolis, and Charleston, that's coming up. So, and Royal Oak, Michigan, that's this month. So come on out, jaredfree.com. And we'll be back next week.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Samantha Bush, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Samantha Bush. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.